Track 9.
In what ways have families changed in the last 100 years?
In Western countries, I would say families have become more widely dispersed and less close. People travel more and then end up living far away from their families. I think this is a shame because it means there is a breakdown of communities. I also think that because families are spread over a wider geographical area, elderly people tend to be forgotten and usually live on their own.
Should we rely heavily on our families? Or is it better to try to be independent?
People seem to like living independently from each other these days, but I do wonder if that's the best way. Relying on people is seen as a weakness by some, I think. However, having family nearby is invaluable when you have children, in my opinion. Who else can be called on to babysit at a moment's notice?
The elderly are sometimes considered the wisest members of society. What do you think we can learn from them?
Oh, an immense amount. They're our living link with the past, of a family, a region, a country. They're the keepers of local traditions, for example, and they provide a sense of identity to younger generations. It often seems to me that older people had harder lives and lived through more interesting periods in history. So I always enjoy asking my grandparents about their childhoods and how things have changed. Also, because they've got more life experience, older people are very well placed to give good advice on, well, any topic.
What do you expect from a good friend?
For me, a good friend has to be reliable. I can't stand being stood up or having my messages ignored. As well as that, a friend should be someone you can have good fun with. There are many things in life to be serious about, but friendship shouldn't be one of them. I also believe that opposites attract, in friendships just as in romance. So a good friend will most likely be very different from you in many ways.
Are friends as important to you as family?
No, I wouldn't say so. Friends come and go, but family are always there, whether you like it or not. You can even be rude to your family. Not that it's advisable, of course. And they will forgive you. But sometimes, you've known a friend for so long, they can become like a family member. You can really be yourself with them. And you may even argue quite often, like siblings do.
Do you think friendships change as we get older?
Well, I definitely find that I have less in common with some friends than I used to. I sometimes wonder what we used to find to talk about. And so you often grow apart from old school friends or old colleagues. The people I feel I have most in common with are friends I met at university. I'm not sure why, but we somehow always have lots to talk about.